of the Indian of a sum up of the whole life in the Midwest, starting in Yitzis Mitzrayim, Oh, so it starts with we started with an akuda of the Rabbeinu Shalom created Adam Arishon and told Adam Arishon redu twice. Once it says ve'yirdu, once it says redu. And redu means the Rabbeinu Shalom wants the Adam to be moishel over the bria, to be moishel over the chayas and the behemoths and the dogim, to be moishel over the whole bria. Because when the person's moishel over the bria, so then it can bring the ruchnis as moishel over the gashmis, and that's the metzias how it is. The Peshoyresh, that the moich, the ruchnis is shoylet on the lev, on the gashmis, that's the metzias. The Rashi says there on the redu that redu is a lashon redu, or redia, and it's also a lashon of yerud. That if a person is not zoicha, so then the chai is moishel over him. That's the koyach that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Adam Rishon with. In the Bria, there's four levels, there's four madrigas. There's Doimem, Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber. Doimem, Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber. Chai means the animal world, the animal kingdom, and Medaber is the Yid. Goy also speaks, we'll see later, the Rabbi Bilam. But the Chai, Medaber is the person, the Adam with the Koyach Adibor. And the Adam with the Koyach Adibor, he's Shoylet. The point should give him a brach and a koyach to be shoylet, because the chai is under the medaber. The medaber is over the chai, and therefore the medaber is shoylet on the chai. Kol zman a person is shoymer his peh, kol zman his peh is only maskeir, dorm shel kedusha, so then he's a moilach, he's a moishel. And that's what we say in the pasuk, in the lamnatzech levnei koyach mizma, yad ber amim tachteinu l'omim tachas ragleinu. Yad ber amim tachteinu means with a koyach adibor, we can be goyver over the amim. Amim, chazal darshan, is am adoim el chamor. So therefore, the Amim Yachas to Klal Yisrael are like Bali Chaim, and therefore that's why Yad Be'am Tachteinu. If Yid is Shoyme, is Koyach Adibur, then he's Shoylet. Yosef HaTzadik, we know it's Kedushas Abris, and we know that the Sefer Yetzirah says that there's Kedushas Abris and Kedushas Adibur. In other words, there's Bris Haloshen and Bris Mila. The Bris Haloshen is the Bris Mila. The Bris Haloshen. So Yosef Tzadik is renowned for his Kedushas HaBris Milah, but he's also, if you're Shomer HaBris Milah, you're also Shomer HaBris HaLoshen. So Yosef Tzadik was the Indian of Shmiras HaBris HaLoshen, and therefore that's why when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, it says Shoyashim Shemayim Shogor HaPiv. Yosef Tzadik's peh always said Shem Shemayim, and because his peh always said Shem Shemayim, his dibor is B'Kedusha, and because his dibor is B'Kedusha, he became Melech over Mitzrayim. As we said, in Novi, in Yecheskel, and other places, Mitzrayim are compared, they're the Erev HaSa'aretz. It says Mitzrayim is called the Erev HaSa'aretz. Mitzrayim represents immorality. Immorality, the Gemara says in Soita, that a Soita has to bring Machal Sa'orim, a Bali. Why? Because Bali is animal food, and he asked the Maisa Behemoth. You see, immorality makes a person into a Maisa, is a Maisa Behemoth. In other words, immorality is a Bechina of being oisa ma'isa behemah, znus and all that's called the ma'isa behemah. Mitzrayim is erev haaretz. So Mitzrayim is compared in Novi to behemahs. They're the darg of a chai. Yosef HaTzadik, who's shoyme piv l'shoynoi, So Yosef HaTzadik is shem shemayim shogar piv, kedushas habris and kedushas haloshen. So maybe that's why Yosef HaTzadik turned into the moishel of Mitzrayim. He represents the idea that a medaber is shoylet over the chai. Yosef was the close talmid of Yaakov Avinu. We know Yaakov Avinu represents the inyan of peh of koil. A koil called Yaakov ayudaim idei Esav. Koil, a double koil is koil a toira and koil a tefila. Yaakov Avinu corresponds to using his mouth only for toira and for dibur, and made it therefore. He's Sholet. Yosef is a Hemshech of Yaakov Avinu, has the Koyach of Kedushas HaPeh, so he's Sholet over Mitzrayim, where Mitzrayim is the Bechina of Behemoth. And Behemoth, that's why the two are connected. In other words, the Koyach HaDibur is the Koyach of Ruchni. The Koyach HaDibur is, in other words, somebody speaks the Burim of Kedusha, so that makes him into a Medaber. And therefore, he's shomer habris, that he shouldn't do znus, which will make him into a behemah. You can't have a koyach adibur and then do mice in behemah, because the koyach adibur makes you into medabe, and doing znus makes a person into a chai, makes a person into a mice in behemah. So therefore the two have to go hand in hand. The bris haloshen has to go together with the bris milah. The more person's kodesh, kodesh habris, so the more he's withdrawn from animal things, the more he has a koyach to be a medaber. So Yosef is bechinas shoylet to Mitzrayim, because Yosef is the shem shemaim shogar bepiv, and the Mitzrayim, there's no dibur in Mitzrayim. There's no bechinas dibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh, a kvad loshen. Aaron HaKohen was the one. Rabban Shalom says psukim in Shmoyz. And then it's the psukim. It's a whole arichas in the psukim, which is a double pele. In Perik Dalet, so Moshe Perik Dalet Pasuk Yud, Moshe says Lo Yish Dvarim Anoichi Ki Chvad Peh Chvad Loshan Anoichi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Mi Som Peh La Adam, whatever Anoichi Abat Alech Anoichi Eyem Picho. So then Hashem says, Arei Aloy Aaron Achicha Levi Yodati Ki Daber Yedaber Hu V'dibarta Eilav V'samtas HaDvarim B'Piv Anoichi iye eye em picha ve em pihu ve diber hu lecha el ha'om. So Aaron HaKohen was appointed as the speaker. Ve hoyo hu iye lecha lepeh. What's the vote? The vote is, we know, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Gesu se koyin yish medaz toyer vakshim em pihu. Koyin represents that koyach of a medaber over a chai. So you do on the Beis Hamikdash, in every korban there was a doimim, a tzameach, and a chai, and a medaber. The doimim was the melach, I'll call the Baruch HaTakir melach. The tzameach was the nesochim, the flower. The chai is the animal, and the medaber was the coin. So you see that the coin represents the koyach adibur, the techavi, than the animal. A person did aveiras, became like a behemah. Comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and the coin restores in a mokum where a person's behaving like a behemoth, the coin restores the koyach adibur. So in Mitzrayim over there, Aaron HaKohen, he was the medaber, he was the peh. Aaron HaKohen is the peh, because the coin is the peh. The coin is the peh. But in Mitzrayim, Betzin, there was no dibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh. Because it's a mokum of Erev HaSoharetz, it's a mokum of Znus, and a mokum of Znus is a mokum of Maisa Behemoth. So therefore, the Eden went zoicha in Mitzrayim to the Inyan of dibur. And that's why they left Mitzrayim into the Midbar, which is the Oisiyas Medaber. In the Midbar, they became Medaber. Not yet. When they came out of Mitzrayim, they still brought up a Korban Oyimim, which is a Korban from Soyrim, which is a Meichel Behemoth. When they came to Matan Torah, then they became an Adam, because then they brought up the Korban Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is Chito, Chito wheat. Wheat is Machel Adam. They became an Adam. And by becoming an Adam, they became an Adam. And through becoming an Adam, there was Oichah that Hashem spoke to them. And that's the sod of the Aseres HaDibros. If you're an Adam, then you're Medaber. That's always the difference. There's two ways of communicating with people. Either through Pech, or through speaking to them. If you can speak to them, you speak to them. Otherwise, you have to give them Makas. In Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Makas. Because in Mitzrayim, there's no Dibur. They don't understand Dibur. They're doing Maisa Behemoth. How do you communicate with an animal? You communicate with an animal by hitting it. You hit the animal. So Mitzrayim are animals. So there's only one language they understand, and even that they hardly understood. And that's Makas. There's no Dibur in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is no Dibur. It's a place of Behemoth. And Behemoth understand, the only language they understand is the language of Makas. And that's the Indian of Asara Makas. And it says, the Chasvarim say that Asara Makas, that Kabbalah Shpoch rained down in Mitzrayim, was the Achana to the Asara Dibros. Because Asara Makas is it was what Kabbalah Shpoch was Makas the Mitzrayim with, to build the contrast with the Yid, the Rebbeinu Shalom speaks to us. With the Yid, the Rebbeinu Shalom speaks to us. The Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Makas. The Chlal, we know that Mitzrayim, the Moshul Mitzrayim, is known, the Rizal says, is the Meitzah Gorin. It's the law, it's a place of Dibor, it's a place with a Gorin. Para, they will poigim in the Inya of Gorin, which is where the voice comes out, where the coil comes out. Mitzrayim is mem with the oisus yud sadi resh in the middle, which is yitzahara. In other words, mem is the way of speaking. Mem, you open your mouth with the mem, you close your mouth with the mem. The middle letters is the yitzah, letters the oisus of yitzahara. So the whole pair was completely pogum lagamri. There was no pair there whatsoever. Came out of Mitzrayim into the midbar. Eventually, Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah got the koyach apek or the koyach adibur, and that automatically causes that because we have now the koyach adibur over the Mitzrayim and over the goyim, and therefore that's why we koyvish the goyim, and that's why Har Sinai shiur the sin aleakum. Because when we didn't have the koyach adibur, so we were like they were goyim. We get a koyach adibur, then it's a lashon of then we rule over them. Yad be'am tachteinu. We forgot to mention, as we said on Shabbos, we forgot to mention that the Yaakovinu, when he sent Yosef down to the brothers to Mitzrayim, he said Radu. Radu is that Radu, which Hashem says that a person, an Adam, is Moshel over the Baal Chaim, and he's Moshel over the Baal Chaim with the Koyach HaDibur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Radu, use that Radu and go down to a place like Mitzrayim, which is a behemoth, and then with the Koyach HaDibur, you'll be able to be Shoyel to Mitzrayim. So the Yidin after the Makabal Aseres HaDibros, so then the Yidin went into in the Midbar, and in the Midbar none of the Umas Oilam could stand up to them. By them there's no Dibur, by them there's only Yodayim Yidei Yisof, and Yidin have the Koyach HaDibur, and made up with the Koyach HaDibur, he's been Koyvish all the going. They are the Chai and we are the Medaber. Balak looked for somebody, like Rashi says, who had the Koyach HaPeh, because he looked for somebody who had the Koyach HaMedaber. Bilam had the Koyach HaDibor, and he thought if Bilam has the Koyach HaDibor, so then at least Eden won't be able to be Shoilet over Bilam, over Midian, because they've got the Koyach HaDibor, which is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Since Bilam was Mezana with his Osain, since Bilam, Rashi says, was Parat Gidre Arois, and therefore Bilam corresponds to the Indian of Zanus. Bilam is a bechina of Erebus Oretz like the Mitzrayim. Bilam is a bechina of a behema. Since he was bechina of a behema because of his immorality, therefore he was born his behema. He had znus with his animal. So he was mamish the bechina of a behema. He did the ma'isa behema of a mamish. Because he did the ma'isa behema of a mamish, so it's a stira between having the koyach hapeh and having znus, which is a ma'isa behema. A koyach hadibur is only for somebody who's mi'al ha-behema. There's a chai, and on the chai there's a medaber. The maila over the chai is the medaber. How can you be a medaber if you're not a maila over the chai? Adarav. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show him that he's even less than an animal, and that's why Viftach Hashem is pia also, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would open the mouth, and the Osain started talking. The Osain started talking, and what did he say? He was menatzeach Bilam. He was menatzeach Bilam, and he said, Lama ato? You're looking to be oikert. Klal Yisrael, we're going over going up to the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is called Dvir Bisecha. Beis Hamikdash is the Makan, like we said, where the coin is the Mendaber, the coin is the Pe, and the coin is Mendaber. Beis Hamikdash was a place where we makriv the Chai, and you goiver over the Chai by becoming a Mendaber, and now is the Kabbalah Zabonis. And therefore it's the Koyach HaDibur, which is on top in the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why, since the Koyach HaDibur is on top, Memela, therefore, that's why the Bilam who wanted to take away the Koyach HaDibur, the Kavali Yisrael, he's Oike the Umar Chagegas Gimel Regalim, because Yom Tov was when they all went to Yom Tov was when they all went to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Osan was when Atzeach Bilam with the Koyach HaDibur. So it turned out that Bilam was a behema, and because Bilam was a behema doesn't have a Koyach HaDibur. So the whole Koyach HaDibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him was all the Hevel Lurik, was a Bracha Levaton. So that's why then Bilam said that if I can't rise to the level of Medaber, I have to bring Klal Yisrael down to the level of a Behemah. And that was the Znus that they had with Bnei Samoyov. And therefore Znus, we said earlier, is a Maisa Behemah. Znus is a Maisa Behemah. And therefore Klal Yisrael fell from the Medaber, they became a Chai. And they became a Chai, they're on part of the Goyim. And that's where Pinchas came in with the Indian with the Sod of Krishna. Yikach Roimach. Roimach is 248 words, which is the Koyach of Krishna. Because he said that you don't find something else which has as much emphasis of Dibor than Krishna. Like the Gemara says, the Gemara of the Sukkot is the beginning of the second Beirka Brachas. Hashma la azlacha mashatam oitzim epicha, according to one thing. Vayu advar ma'ela shanoichim mitzav chayim. Mishnantam levenacha v'dibarat abom. V'dibarat abom v'loi v'dibarat b'teila. V'dibarat abom is a mitzvah's essay to only speak in Dibre Torah. Yidua the bomb is Rosh Hashanah's base mem. Base is the first letter of Torah Shebiksav, and mem is the first letter of Torah Shebalpeh. So Krishma is the koyach. Krishma is the koyach of dibur. Is the koyach of dibur that Klal Yisrael has. Pinchas gave back the koyach of dibur. Shema represents the medaber, the chelik medaber of Klal Yisrael, and therefore Pinchas through Krishma gave that back. Amela Pinchas became the coin because the coin is the peh. That's what the Pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a coin. Just like Aaron a coin in Mitzrayim, he was the peh. It was a place of behemoths and he was the peh. And that's why he became the coin in the Beis Hamikdash. But you makir the behemoths and you have the daimim tzmeach chai in the Mizbeach and he's the medaber. So to Pinchas who restored the koyach adibur, Pinchas also became Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a coin, he became the coin.
This is Keku thing. Tishbi at that.
He's gonna answer. Pinchas Elio, yeah. That's the koyach of Pinchas. It's the koyach of Pinchas. Pinchas is shaykhs to the regal, and Pinchas is shaykhs to the dvi besecha. Because he, with the koyach of Krishna, restored the whole koyach. Gave back Klal Yisrael the koyach of dibur that they can be goyver over the Omis Olam. Through Diburim of Torah, through Diburim of Kedusha. Beis Hamikdash was the Makom of Dvir Beis Echa. And therefore, in this week's parasha, Parashas Matos, which starts off with the Inyan of making a Neda, you got to be Matvis a Neda, and when you Matvis a Neda, you got to be Matvis a Neda like on a Korban. You got to say that this Lechem is like a Korban. In other words, you got to be Matvis. The Beis Hamikdash is a very strong Koyach. There's a very strong koyach in dibur. We discussed this before already in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a lashon, there's a din. Amirasei legvoya kimisirasei lehedit. Amirasei legvoya. Amir legvoya is kimisira lehedit. An amira for gvoya, an amira in the Beis Hamikdash has a very strong power. The Beis Hamikdash is the koyach of the yad be'amim tachdeinu. It's the place where Adam becomes an Adam. And you know, bring up a korban is to show that a medaber is goyver over a chai. That's why there's a chi vidui of a korbanus. And the chi vidui that we have, we know that Hashem the Bogan is of Seyda Aleph Beis. And Ram says the Ketuvah is the vidu in Islam from the Deraisa. Yetim mizvada on your korban. Mizvada on the korban is mizvada. Mizvada is aleph base. Aleph base is the shorish of dibur. In other words, every time the person is choyte, he loses his koyach dibur. And if he loses his koyach dibur, he's got to be mizvada with the aleph base to get back his koyach dibur. That was the ikinin in the base of English, and that's the inin of neida. That's the inin of the koyach that a yid has to be noider, to make a neida, to be matvis something with kedusha. And that's how the Eden went then, to be goyver over the Omos Olam. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. We lost the koyach of Lidvir Bisecha. So for that we have today the Bate Knesis and the Bate Midrashis, which is still the Koil Kol Yaakov. But nevertheless we have to know, and this is what we have to know, that the koyach that we're going to get back to Beis Hamikdash is the koyach. Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. Beis Hamikdash with the koyach to get back is going to be dafka. With the koyach to get back is going to be the koyach with the dibur. The person's got to use his dibur, diburim shel kedusha, diburim shel Torah. And that's the koyach that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael before they go into Eretz Yisrael. Before they koivish all the Omos Olam, that they can be koivish the Omos Olam through the inyan of Yad Be'am Tachtein Rom Tachas Raklina. He said the whole inyan of Dibur is when you bring the Neshama down into the Maisa. That's the whole inyan of Dibur. Dibur is a Akimus Svasov. Gemara says Akimus Svasov Hevel Maisa. But it's a bringing, it's making, it's a, the pasuk says Vayi Adam la Nefesh Chaya. Vayi Adam la Nefesh Chaya. It says Nefesh Chaya means the Ruach Memalla. So it's the Nefesh Chaya, it's the Neshama. When a person is Medaber, he's bringing the Neshama down into Maisa. He's bringing the Neshama down into the Maisa. That's the Tachlis, to bring the Neshama down into the Dibur is Akima Svasav of a Maisa. It's like the Maisa. When there's the Histalkis of Neshama, then there's no Dibur. So when a person's choite, there's a istalkus. And the neshama istalkus of the seich. So then there's no dibur. You see, mostly when vayido imaron, when no davi were nifta, when there's einin of avelus, when einin of istalkus and neshama, then there's no dibur. Because dibur means that you bring the neshama down into the maisa. That's the whole sad of dibur. The chiddush was vayido imaron. Aaron was the medaber, he was bringing the koyach and neshama down into the maisa. When no davi were nifta. The Vayida Maharan, that is a stalkus of Neshama. The whole mile of Neshama of Dibur is that you bring the Neshama down, the Neshama is Goyve, because the Moyach is Shalat al Aleif, then the Neshama is Shoilet. And the Neshama is Shoilet through the Koyach of Dibur. The stalkus of Neshama is on Shaykh, the name of Dibur. Ovel doesn't, Ovel is not a Medaber. People come to talk to him, he's not a Medaber. The whole mile of Dibur is you bring the Neshama down, and the Neshama is naturally Goyve, the Neshama is always Goyve. Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim is better than the same thing. Because it says the Mitzrayim was the Mitzah Goran. So the Pare was the took away the Koyach HaDibur. He was Mekalkel HaDibur. He killed, he destroyed the whole idea of Dibur. Mitzrayim is the Mitzah. Mina Mitzah Korosika. Speaking Mina Mitzah. See, Mei Mitzrayim, the Ben Shalom took away from us the Dvir Beisecha. And therefore, there needs to be a schaskus of Nyanam of Dibur, Nyanam of Dibur, of Dibur, of Dibar Tabom, since we mischazik in Diburim of Talmud Torah, learning, saying, speaking out the words aloud, bringing down Nyanam of Dibur, and that brings down Nyanam. The person has to become more of an Odom in the Yimei Mitzarim. Has to become more of an Odom in the Yimei Mitzarim. And Odom is the Medaber, and then he's Oichat to the Yin of Radu. You know, all the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash are all compared to behemoths. And Daniel saw, and Mechanetza has this one, this one's the other one. They're all behemoths. Kohen is the Dibur. It's in the Torah Yivakshim Yipiu. Russian Torah Yivakshim Yipiu. You've got to be Mvakash Torah Yipiu from his peh.